A milestone passes today in Washington, and it'll be fascinating for historians and just anybody who wants to know what it was like in America a long time ago. Because years ago, Americans lived to be about 72. By law, the stats on age, gender, race, and religion in the U.S. Census, which of course is a snapshot of the United States, but an anonymous snapshot, those stats have been kept secret. They're always embargoed for 72 years. Well, that 72-year deadline passes today for the 1940 census, a world that sounded like this.
And so will be written the official record of the 1940 America, with careful measurements of its gains, its losses, and all its changes during the 10 difficult years since the census of 1930.
There were a lot of stories and a lot of challenges between 1930 and 1940. Connie Potter joins us, archivist and senior genealogy specialist at the National Archives. Explain exactly what data, Connie, is going to become available and what you would be able to explore as of today.
Well, good morning. Yes, the census opens today, and it's the population schedules, and it gives the name of the person, what town or city they lived in. And for the first time, it asks, where did you live 5 years ago? What was their residence on April 1st, 1935? And also, there's a supplemental schedule. And for two people on each page, they ask additional questions. This was really the precursor of the long form and the American Community Survey.
So, Connie, is this searchable? I mean, could I go into this archive if I got the right key or came down to Washington or whatever and just figure out where my grandparents and great-grandparents were?
Well, it is searchable from any computer. It's free, and I'm going to give the website and then tell you some information on how to get to the records. It's 1940census.archives.gov. And at this point, you can only search down to what's called the enumeration district level, and that was an area that a census taker covered. There are private companies that are going to do name indexes, but right now you need to know where the person lived. But there are places on our website where you can check enumeration district maps, enumeration district descriptions, and try to find your family before the name index.
Fantastic. What changes are we likely to see that would surprise us or remind us of how much has changed since 1940?
Well, there are 13 questions on employment, and this reflects that this has taken place during the Depression.
And so what are we going to see? We're going to see a lot of women not working, right?
A lot of women not working and answering the questions when the enumerator comes around.
And the question, so they're the ones who actually did the form, but they're not the ones actually working. But how would they describe their careers as homemakers? I mean, was that an even word around then?
Yeah, there's a section for homemakers.
Really? And in terms of migration, are we likely to see a lot of migration because of the Depression, or a lot of people staying put across generations?
It's surprising, but between April 1st, 1935 and 1940, there isn't as much migration as you would think.
And do you know where your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents were as a result of these records?
I have no idea where my parents were. My father was in the National Guard, and my mother was with the Red Cross, and they could be anywhere, so I may need to wait to find them.
All right. Connie Potter, archivist and senior genealogy specialist at the National Archives. The 72-year-old embargo on the records, the specific records of the 1940 census, is lifted today. We'll know the names.
Thank you.